Matthew chapter 20. For the kingdom of the heavens is like a man who is a master of a household who went out at dawn to hire workers for his vineyard. And after agreeing with the workers a rate of a denary a day, he sent them into his vineyard. Then he went out at about the third hour and saw some other men standing idle in the marketplace. And he said to those, "You too go to the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went off. Again he went out at about the sixth and ninth hour, and he did likewise. And at about the 11th hour he went out and found some more men standing idle, and he said to them, "Why have you been standing here the whole day idle?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go to the vineyard, and you will receive whatever is right." Then, when evening came, the landlord of the vineyard said to his estate manager, "Call the workers and give them their wages, beginning with the last, working towards the first." And those of the 11th hour came, and they received a denary each. And when those who were first came, they thought they would receive more, but they too received a denary each. And when they had received it, they complained to the proprietor, saying, "These last ones worked for 1 hour, and you treated them as equal to us, who bore the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied and said to one of them, "My friend, I am not doing you any wrong. Did you not agree a denary with me? Take what is yours and go. But I wish to give to this last one the same as you. Or is it not permitted for me to do what I want with my own money? Are you jealous because I am good?" In this way, the last will be first and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. Then, as Jesus went up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside privately on the way, and he said to them, "Look, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the senior priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and they will deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and scourge and crucify him. And on the third day he will rise again." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came to him with her sons, worshipping him and asking him for a certain thing. So he said to her, "What is it that you want?" She said to him, "Say that these two sons of mine will sit, one on your right-hand side and one on your left-hand side, in your kingdom." But Jesus answered and said, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink from the cup which I am about to drink from, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Then he said to them, "You can drink from my cup and be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized, but to sit on my right-hand side and on my left-hand side is not for me to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." And when the 10 heard it, they were annoyed about the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the high-ranking people exercise authority over them. But it will not be like this among you. Rather, whoever among you wishes to be great will be your servant, and whoever among you wishes to be first must be your servant, just as the Son of Man did not come to be ministered to, but to minister and give his life as a ransom for many." Then, as they left Jericho, a large crowd followed him, and they came across two blind men sitting at the side of the road, who, having heard that Jesus was passing by, cried out and said, "Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David." But the crowd rebuked them, telling them to be silent. But they cried out all the more, and they said, "Have mercy on us, Lord, Son of David." And Jesus stood still and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Lord, that our eyes be opened." And Jesus had compassion on them, and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes recovered their sight, and they followed him.